Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The left fielder, Tom McBride. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Bowman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Bowman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Carnett. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. And now, play ball. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson takes first base on ball four. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Culberson moves to second. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Culberson scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk takes first base on ball four. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schalk. The throw from Partee and he is safe. Schalk steals second. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson strikes out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabor moves to second. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman strikes out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Culberson hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a fly ball towards right. Moses settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Moses. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Turner moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McBride throws the ball into Doerr who tags Schalk, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Turner scores. Lopat moves to third. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgin hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to second. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to third. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hoog. Newsom reaches second base with a double. Doerr scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowman takes first base on ball 4. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogue hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Carnett hits a line drive into left field. McBride picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McBride. Carnett moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-2 in the game. McBride takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. McBride moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin bunts towards first. Carnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Shock covering, for the out. McBride moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Turner hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Moses reaches second base with a double. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello juggles the ball. That's an error on Cuccinello. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bowman strikes out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Newsom moves to second. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McBride hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Newsom scores. Culberson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Culberson scores. McBride moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 2 in the game. Hogue hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carnett hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabor bunts towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to second. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Partee hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doerr scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bowman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb strikes out. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lopat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lopat moves to second. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lopat scores. Moses moves to third. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Culberson for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-3 in the game. Hogue takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hogue moves to second. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-3 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor throws to first for one, and Cronin throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hogue scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabor bunts in front of the plate. Turner fields it and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to second. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Partee is walked intentionally. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bowman takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to third. Partee moves to second. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk misplays the ball. That's an error on Schalk. Doerr scores. Partee moves to third. Bowman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McBride strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott pinch hits for Eddie Lopat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Dickshott moves to second. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Schalk hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.